Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith and we're going to talk about Earth Day. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lamont.
Well, Earth Day is something that's been going on for quite a while, and we may have time to talk a little bit about the history. But this year it is on April 22nd.
Tuesday, April 22nd. Okay. That is the official Earth Day.
All right. And hopefully people will see other things going on around, around the country related to Earth Day. But Jolene, you and some of your friends have a plan for kind of cleaning up some spaces.
For the second year in a row, Royal Neighbors is sponsoring a cleanup out at Shelburgh Recreation Area to pick up all the trash out there and kind of make it spiffy for the spring and all the people that will be using it. And if we have a lot of help, we will go out to Sunnyside and start on the other parks in town. So we're looking for a lot of people to help us.
And hopefully it's going to be a nice day. We never know what the weather's going to bring. But, hey, this could be the chance to kind of get out there and really get feeling like it's spring. And there's a lot of stuff that accumulates over the winter.
There's a lot of trash that has blown into the park, just plastic bags and styrofoam, big pieces of styrofoam. So there is a lot of need to clean up around there.
Okay. If somebody wants to come and help, do they need to bring any tools or any bags or, you know, do they need to bring anything in addition to themselves?
This is starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so the school kids can help us. And just wear old clothes, old shoes, bring a pair of gloves, and the plastic bags will be provided.
All right. So just come prepared to work, and then everything else that you need will be provided. Okay, so April 22nd, you said it starts at 4. Have you set an ending time?
Just until we get cleaned up. If we get cleaned up in a half an hour, that would be great. But if it stays light pretty late
right.
at night. So, I mean, we can work into the early evening. We don't want to stay too late.
Right.
But more hands we have cleaning up, the sooner we will get done.
And the more fun it is. You know, if one person's out there cleaning up, it's just such a chore. But when you're working together, it's kind of fun.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The more that come, the more work will get done, and the quicker we'll get it done.
You bet. And I think there's a lot of satisfaction to seeing, oh, we've got this all cleaned up and kind of moving on to the next thing. So you can get a lot of personal satisfaction out of helping with something like this. And you don't have to pay anything. You just come. And is there a meeting point at Shelburgh's?
The west parking lot. It's the bigger parking lot. And we would like you to meet there because we'd like you to sign in so we have an idea of how many people are going to be there. And the kids can even come because they get a kick out of picking up little things in a little garbage bag. And just meet at the west parking lot on April 22nd, that's Tuesday, at 4 o'clock. And we will get you started on where you can start cleaning up.
How many different areas are there at Shelburgh's? I don't know if you have a number in mind, but there are some flower beds, there's some signage, there's various kinds of places.
We'd like to get all the roadway picked up because there's an awful lot of trash that gets in the roadway. And around the lakes, there's some gardens that need a little trimming on them. And there's a lot of area out there. You don't realize it until you see all these bags of trash sitting there after we get done.
And you know, Jolene, there may be some people who are not very familiar with Shelburgh's. This would be a great opportunity to, you know, when you're with somebody else, to see everything that's out there.
Yes, if you have never been out to Shelburgh's, I really invite you to come out and walk or just come out and sit on the many benches that are out there or on the dock. You can sit on the water and it's very calming. We are going to try and get a lot of different things done this summer out there. Hopefully the campground will get more work done on it, but we're always doing something out there to try to get more people out there to enjoy the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Great opportunity. I don't know if, I guess I haven't heard too many people complaining about there's no place to go and walk or no place to go and do things, but this is such a great resource for Atlantic and the area. I mean, you don't have to live in Atlantic to use Shelburgh's.
Oh, you can go out there and there'll be cars from many, many different counties. So, no, you don't have to live here. Just come out and enjoy the outdoors and walk. Get your exercise in.
What about riding bicycles?
Oh, bicycles, too. We encourage bikers. Just be sure to be kind of weary of the pedestrians and yell that you're coming or something so you don't run them down. But yes, pedestrians, and you can walk your dog on a leash out there right now. Of course, we're working on a dog park right across from it that when we get that done, you can take your dogs over there and let them run. But right now, they need to be on a leash.
Okay.
And we do have the new dog disposal bags up at each end, at the east west end and the east end, to pick up your dogs, what they leave.
That we don't want to be stepping in, for sure. So that's really handy. I mean, you just, as you say, you keep doing things all the time to Shelburgs.
Yes, it's just you go out there and you say, oh, this needs to be done and we need to do this. Everything takes quite a while, and grants and everything, but we are getting some grants in to do more work out there all the time.
And I do want to mention one of the past grants. You do have the signage up, so you know how, if you want to go out and see how far you walked and where to walk, you've got signage.
Yes, we did get a grant to get signage up, and one of the sororities in town had a nice kiosk built at both ends, and we have the signs in them. The Royal Neighbors gave us money, and we have two butterfly gardens out there that we keep up every year to attract the monarch butterflies.
Okay. Now, you started out saying Royal Neighbors is kind of sponsoring this event. We need to talk just a little bit about Royal Neighbors, because I'm thinking some people go, what? Who?
Royal Neighbors of America is a fraternal life insurance. We've had a chapter in Atlantic for 115 years. We've been doing community service, and we just do a lot of things around. We get Nation of Neighbors. We've gotten over $10,000 to put back into the community of Atlantic. We have our Joining Hands Day coming up May 5th, where we are planting vegetable and flower gardens at both Allen House and Atlantic Nursing Home. And we play bingo with the residents at Allen House. We serve ice cream at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Yesterday, my husband and daughter and I matched 50 pillowcases that we will be sewing Saturday, and they are being sent to the troops overseas and on ships. Last year, we sent 88. Right now, I think we've already passed that, because we've sent 24. I have 30 ready to go. That 50 that we just matched, I think we've already passed our goal for this year.
So it's a wide variety of projects that you have carried on, and I want to say that number again. Because you have carried on these activities in the community, you get grants from Royal Neighbors International. Is that right? International or national?
Of America.
Of America, yeah. Okay. And that has brought $10,000 into the community. And so, you know, you do all this good stuff, but you also have some economic development going on. And I think people sometimes don't realize that that's happening. So what do you have to do to be a Royal Neighbor?
Just contact me, and I will get you a membership application, and we'll get it sent in. I also wanted to say we make greeting cards to send to the troops, too.
Okay.
I have, I think, 50 of those ready to go, too. But
excellent.
Just contact me, and I'll get an application to you and tell you more about our organization.
And that's a, when you said you're doing the greeting cards, for instance, says to me that you don't have to be out and doing in the park. You can be doing something at home, too. You have all kinds of things that you could help with. So, again, you want to contact Jolene if you are interested in more about Royal Neighbors. Now, there's one other thing. I want to go back to Earth Day, and we're going to remind people when and where, et cetera. But there's one other thing that we should mention about Earth Day.
The Atlantic students at the school is Builders Club is going out and help us. To their main thing is smoking, and they don't like to see the cigarette butts around, so they are going to help us pick up cigarette butts along with the other trash. That is something that they do through the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one group you know for sure is going to be there, and then you've talked about other scout groups, but you don't have to belong to a group to come. You can just come.
Yes, just get your old clothes on and your work gloves and come on out and help us. We would really appreciate your help.
Okay. So remind us again where and what time and what day.
It's Tuesday, April 22nd. Meet at the West parking lot at Shelburgs Recreation Area, and we'll get you going to where you should be picking up trash.
All right. Thank you so much, Jolene Smith, for visiting with us today. And here's a thought It is impossible for any culture to be sound and healthy without a proper respect and proper regard for the soil.